are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
And we have a great big group here in the studio, and we can't wait to get the show started. And to start the show, we've picked out one of our favorite songs.
Our God can do anything. He sends us people, miracles. Strong and mighty, all powerful. Kind and gentle, perfect love. He sends his people, miracles of love.
A story about one of Jesus's miracles.
We will read from the book of Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 to 26.
One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there.
And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick.
Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus.
When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus.
When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven."
The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?"
Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts?
Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'?
But that you may know, that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins."
He said to the paralyzed man, "I'll tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home."
Immediately, he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God.
Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God.
They were filled with awe and said,
"We have seen remarkable things today."
The story we read today is a story of miracles, right? Jesus performed the miracles, but it's also a story of friendship. You see, people who were paralyzed and crippled in those days were not really very popular people. But these men really cared about their crippled friend, and they believed that Jesus could help him. Those men were special friends. Tell me, what do you think it takes to make a really good friend?
You'd have to talk to them and just be a friend to them.
Because you can't expect for you to have friends if you're not a friend, right? Good point, Hannah. Yeah.
You have to be kind to them.
Very important. Yeah, Luke.
If somebody wants to, like, make fun of them, you should say, don't make fun of that person.
So you help them, right?
Yeah.
What else? Abby.
Be a good listener.
Important, because if someone needs to talk to you and you're not really listening to them, are you going to be able to help them?
Mm-mm.
No?
When you really know them and listen to them, you can pray for them.
That's right. Do you guys have some really good friends now?
Yes.
Well, who do you think your best friend is?
Jesus.
That's right.
Is a gift to me, sent from God above, so I will never be alone, living in His love. Jesus is my teacher, Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like my shepherd, and I am his sheep, and I will always follow him, he will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. Always here with me, he lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king, Jesus is my friend.
When we put our faith in Him, our sins are forgiven.
Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that He laid down His life for His friends."
He said, "You are my friends, if you do what I command."
Jesus said, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you."
He is our best friend.
Our Heavenly Father, through Jesus, His Son,
prepares a place for his children to come. A heavenly home for eternity. And God has invited me. Jesus will show me the way.
Jesus will show me the way.
For he is the truth and he is the light.
Jesus will show me.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our friend. We have done nothing to deserve your wonderful love, but you have showered us with forgiveness.
Help us to follow your ways.
Give us earthly friends who can help us too.
And help us to be the friends that you would want us to be.
We praise you for all that you have done.
Now and forevermore.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's a phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Visit us online to learn more about our ministry, www.karenandkids.com.
You can hear our music, watch a video, and learn more about us.
And thanks to all of our friends who pray for us and support our ministry.
And remember, be a good friend to others.
Tell them about Jesus.
He is your best friend. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.